As the new era starts here in Indianapolis with Frank Reich as the head coach, there's actually a staff that is also getting settled. So I am joined today by special teams coordinator Bubba Ventrone. We got to start with the obvious question. Bubba, it's not normally what I'm calling coaches when they're sitting here on the couch, but where did that come from, and have you always been a Bubba?
I've been a Bubba since I was very little. I had an extremely large head at the time, and, you know, thankfully I grew into my head when I was, you know, getting older, and Bubba Big Head was the nickname, and Bubba stuck as I grew into my head and got older. So,
well, you did lose the big head part, so at least Bubba stuck with you. That's a funny story there. Well, fans are going to get to know you as you continue to get settled here in Indianapolis, but just first impressions, and you haven't been here long, haven't had a ton of time to even get to know the roster or work a lot with the new staff, but just what's your first impressions of Indianapolis?
It's been great. Everyone's been, you know, very welcoming here. I got here last Wednesday. I dove right into the roster, so evaluating our current players, and then I'll move on to some free agency stuff. But, you know, as far as the staff and the support staff, everyone's been incredible to work with. I already got my car shipped down here already, so you can tell that these guys have been diligent with, you know, their support for me.
Well, you're inheriting some good players at roster that you're getting a chance to look at. Adam Vinatieri, Rigoberto Sanchez, just two of the fourth down army. And really, over the years, the fourth down army here has made a name for themselves, very popular with fans. When you think of having an Adam Vinatieri as that guy that's going to be able to go out there for you, is that a sigh of relief of just knowing that's kind of a piece that I don't have to stress out too much about?
You know, I'm excited to work with Adam. I'll say this, whenever I came into the NFL as a rookie in 2005, Adam was on the team whenever I was a rookie in New England. So for everything to circle back around, and, you know, luckily I've got to talk with him briefly already. I'm really excited to work with him soon. You know, extreme veteran, you know, hopefully we can, you know, get him over that, you know, total points barrier there.
That is an interesting piece here of you actually being on the same team. And I know Coach Reich has a lot of connections, too, with bringing back either players or other coaches as he has worked with. But what are you looking forward to most about being a part of this staff, seeing the players that you're getting to work with, and just the projection over these next couple of months?
I think everyone, you know, that's joining the staff is looking at this as, you know, a great opportunity to, you know, turn this team around and head it in the right direction. I think Coach Reich has done a really good job so far, you know, putting together a staff that he believes in and is going to work hard and ultimately, you know, win games. At the end of the day, it's all about winning games, and I think he's the right person to do it.
We have an interesting perspective. You talked about being a player. You went undrafted, had a great seven-year career in the NFL. How does that help you relate to these players that are coming in when you have the veteran in Adam Vinatieri, but also a lot of the players you'll be working with, they're maybe the undrafted, the guy that's trying to find their niche on this team? How does that help you relate to them?
Yeah, a lot of the guys in the kicking game are, you know, considered, you know, back-end guys mm-hmm. on the roster. So I understood whenever I came into the league as a free agent that I was going to have to work extremely hard to earn a spot. I started out on practice squad, and I was up and down off the roster a few times before I actually, you know, solidified a position and became a core guy for, you know, a number of years, which is great. You know, I made a living on playing in the kicking game. So I think it's important for our younger players to understand that, you know, in order to establish a role in the team, you really have to buy into the kicking game, and it really does control the game. Field position is huge in the NFL. Being able to set up your offense with good field position, be able to create good field position for your defense to be able to hold, you know, an offense backed up there. So, yep.
When you think about those details, I mean, of course, a whole new staff means a lot of changes, a lot of questions, but knowing how you can flip that field, making sure those details on fourth down and kickoffs, how important is that to a new team when there are a lot of changes?
It's extremely important. I'll say this. I'm looking forward to working with Rigo back there as a punter. I saw a lot of good things on tape so far, and, you know, this first week that I've been here, he and Luke work well together. Mm-hmm. I think that it's a good unit. I think that we can obviously improve. But I'm definitely looking forward to all those, you know, to working with all those young players.
Well, we are excited to have you on staff. Welcome to Indianapolis, and a name that should be easy to remember, Coach Bubba Ventrone. Thanks.
Thank you.